Murray, centering pass deflected. What timer blocked. Rebound shot wide. Rebound thrown in front, deflected. 5 seconds to play. Oilers need one more clear, and they get it. This game is over. Edmonton's heading home. Up 2-0.
Yeah, that's the sound of Jack Michaels from 630 CHED, the voice of the Oilers, of course, from the playoffs in 2017 in Anaheim. And boy, that was quite the series for sure. And Jack joins us right now, which is really awesome. Jack, you save a little bit of extra juice for the playoffs, don't you?
Well, I do. And I also save a little bit extra after that for overtime games. And, there's gears in the playoffs. I think the players find them. I think if you're worth your salt as a broadcaster, you definitely have those extra gears to find at the most exciting time of year. You know what? The cold truth is, though, I'm probably going to leave a few on the table this year because you never have the same energy, just capturing the atmosphere without fans in the building. That's the only thing about this upcoming run that's kind of a bummer, is because we all remember how fun it is to have, you know, fans in the building, number one, and number two, going in and coming out of games in Edmonton, downtown, in what, you know, basically feels like the middle of summer, even though it's not necessarily.
Yes,
just the light outside, the vibe, I'm really going to miss that.
Yeah, for sure. And the ironic part is that you're going to be so loud that the players are going to hear you on the ice, right? Because
I don't think I've gotten that loud. I have asked a few guys.
Okay.
To double check.
They haven't heard you yet. Well, but that's okay.
No.
Now here's what we need, because our Jack is going to try to be like you, Jack. And so she needs your advice. You know, you remember early in your career, how you first got started, because it's not like she's got a lot of experience doing play by play, but she's going to try to replicate what you do as well for us. So what's your advice to her?
Yeah.
My advice to her is, first of all, I would kind of try to develop your own style, unless this is intended to be a direct imitation.
I can tell you right now, she'll have her own style.
Yeah. And then I think she's going to be fine, because as these guys will tell you, the one thing I faced coming in is, you talk about following an icon.
Yes.
Hall of Fame broadcaster, Hall of Fame person. And I can tell you, there was no replicating his style. You have to carve out your own niche. But I'm curious to see what you have here, Jack.
Yeah.
I'm kind of psyched to see what you're going to bring to the table.
Okay. Hey, Jack.
Which one?
Jack.
I was going to say.
Jack, sorry.
You've got to be more specific.
Okay.
Now.
Better looking, Jack.
All right. So that, now I know you're not
Give us an example tonight against Winnipeg. It's McDavid slides it over to Draisaitl on the power play, and he puts it in the net on an amazing one-timer. Just to give us your example so Jack can rate you real quick.
Yes.
Go, Jack. No, I'm talking to you, Jack.
What?
Yeah.
Me, Jack?
Yeah.
I need a script. What was that again?
It was
this Abbott and Costello? 42?
It was McDavid passes it over to Draisaitl.
Give us a goal call.
It. Yeah, come on.
There, Sweeney.
She's writing it down. She's literally hockey. I need a script.
You can do it.
McDavid passes it to Draisaitl.
When you said Sweetie, were you talking to me?
McDavid passes it over to Draisaitl, one timer in the net, and he scores.
She's literally
Hold
writing
on.
It down.
And he scores.
I guess that you weren't the greatest on provincial capitals growing up. Memorization might not have been your thing. See, that's how I got through high school.
Excuse me, I didn't have time to study for this.
Well, it was 11 words. I mean,
it's like a foreign language to me.
Ice, stick, puck, goal?
You try 11 words in French.
All right.
I guess it's true. Your show really is unscripted.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious. Okay,
okay,
come
are
on.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay. McDavid passes it to Draisaitl, one time in the net, and he scores!
That's pretty good. I'm glad you wrote it down.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
I've heard worse. It's like a Sebastian Bach circa 1982, maybe before he got in the studio.
I'll take it.
Jack's been gargling with chainsaws. That's impressive.
Yeah,
that had a little Skid Row element.
Yeah.
I'm on vocal rest now, guys. Bye.
Jack, all the best tonight to you and the team, and we can't wait to talk to you during this run. It's going to be a whole whole bunch of fun, my friend.
I appreciate you having me on, and we'll work with Jack as things goes along. She does have some potential there. There's a certain smokiness to her call that I think we can develop.
Just send me the script.
And the cigarettes.